This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Gail Yeba, a general and cosmetic dentist at Redding Dental Associates. The practice is a multi-specialty dental clinic that offers general and cosmetic dentistry, Invisalign, endodontics, periodontics, and oral surgery. And Dr. Yeba, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me here today.
And of course, it certainly is our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So for starters, Dr. Yeba, could you give us a quick brief overview on your background and what actually led you to becoming a dentist? That would be great.
Well, I'm a local girl. I grew up in Saugus, Mass. Saugus High School graduate, and my family still lives there. It's just a nice small town to grow up in. Really, I loved growing up in Saugus. And then I went on to receive my undergraduate degree from Brandeis University. And after that, I went to Boston University School of Graduate Dentistry to earn my DMD. And I now reside in Wakefield with my family, which I love Wakefield. I didn't move too far, only one town over from Saugus, so I didn't have to travel too far. As far as how I decided to go into dentistry, I was always interested in medicine. The thing that interested me most about dentistry was the literal hands-on nature of the profession. I believe that it would be very gratifying to be able to resolve a patient's problem right away in most instances. That was very satisfying to me.
Definitely sounds like you're passionate about where you live and passionate about where you serve your clients. So that's always good. Good stuff there. Now, tell us, looking at the health side of things, what is the importance of good oral health?
Oral health affects your body, as not just your mouth, in that your body is a system, everything runs as a whole. And if an individual doesn't have good oral hygiene, bacteria that's present in the mouth could cause tooth decay and gum disease or periodontitis. If that got to be a severe situation, a severe periodontitis could contribute to systemic conditions such as, say, an endocarditis, which is an inflammation of the heart chambers, linings, and the valves. Also, other conditions can affect your oral health, say, for instance, diabetes, which can reduce your resistance to infection, and that can cause you to be more at risk for gum disease. So things really are all related in your body.
Yeah, sometimes we forget our oral health, and this is always good to be bringing the focus to the need and the importance of good oral health. Thanks for your input there. So tell us, Dr. Yeba, what do you find most satisfying about your job as a dentist there at Redding Dental Associates?
I've been practicing for about 35 years, so now I've dated myself, which could be good, could be bad. But I'd say that most of my satisfaction comes from my relationships with my patients. I've been practicing in Redding for about 26 years, and I've come to know my patients and their families, not just through their dental treatment, but also as being members of the same community. Our children have gone to school together. We see each other locally shopping or at church or in the surrounding communities. And they've become, a lot of patients have become my friends as well as my patients. And I just feel that my practice is truly a family practice, and that's very important to me.
Certainly do appreciate your visit with us today. We are with Dr. Gail Yeba, a general and cosmetic dentist at Redding Dental Associates. The practice is a multi-specialty dental clinic that offers general and cosmetic dentistry, Invisalign, endodontics, periodontics, and oral surgery. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Dental Health and Cosmetic Dental Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what are you doing to modify your dental practice in the face of the COVID pandemic? Get into some of those details.
Well, that's just on everybody's mind foremost. And before COVID, we had always strictly adhered to the district CDC guidelines for infection control. So that never changed. In the wake of COVID, however, we've continued to follow the updated and more extensive CDC guidelines. And I think patients really appreciate that. And you'll see differences in the office. We do COVID screenings for each patient before they come in and at the time of their appointments. Additionally, we reduce the number of patients allowed in our waiting room at any given time to give people space and make them feel more comfortable. We've also installed air purifiers in each operatory to help reduce the aerosol and allowing for more time in between patient appointments to sanitize the operatories more extensively. I really believe our patients appreciate that. They see it and they appreciate that.
And understandable as well. Thanks for your input there. Now, what types of partial and complete dentures are available for patients at your practice?
Well, there are several options available to patients, depending on the situation. Partial dentures commonly will have cast metal frameworks that use the sound remaining teeth as anchors. That's probably the most common type of partial denture. There are also all acrylic partial dentures, which are another way to replace the missing teeth. Conventional complete upper and lower dentures are made of acrylic, and they use the patient's upper and lower jaws for suction and retention. There's also implant-supported dentures, which use implant abutments that are inserted into the patient's jaws for retention. That's another option that patients are opting for more recently that they're being used.
Dr. Yeba, really appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio and for the information shared on behalf of Reading Dental Associates. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share or make us aware of as we conclude today?
Well, I just think people need to be aware of their oral health and how it affects the rest of their health, and to be mindful of that and take good care of themselves, especially in the times we're in now. Taking good care of yourself is really important.
It certainly is, and a great place to conclude today. Thanks for that parting advice and concluding remarks. Really appreciate that, Dr. Yeba. Where can listeners get more information on your practice online, and how could they be in touch as well?
They can go right to our website at ReadingDentalMA.com. All our contact information is on there, and feel free to call us, email us, whatever they choose.
And that sounds easy enough. Again, Dr. Yeba, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much for having me talk to you.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Gail Yeba, general and cosmetic dentist at Reading Dental Associates. The practice is a multi-specialty dental clinic that offers general and cosmetic dentistry, Invisalign, endodontics, periodontics, and oral surgery. And for all the details, simply visit ReadingDentalMA.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.